Okay, Yaakov, take it away. Okay, so it's interesting. So, Gemara's first question is what? You have to be careful to keep these two questions separate. So what's the first question? Not a trick question. Bekesef.
How do we know that she's Mekanya Bekesef?
Yeah, but that's one of the Darchei Kinyan Ishus. And then we have the Mishnah and Ksubis. Av Zakai Bito Kidusheha Kesef Shtar Bia. You saw the Machlokas Rashi Tosos. What does it mean? Zakai Bia. So Minalan de Miknia Bekesef. One. Reiteration. And two, v'kesef de'avuo. So here we don't have any Tanaic material to answer the question, right? There's not a Mishnah or a Braisa or a Tosefta. So we resort to a statement from, you know, the Amoraim. As Ezra would say, a prominent Amora, but an Amora nonetheless. Okay, so what do we say? Go ahead. Or ein kasef in the actual pasuk. V'yatzachinam ein kasef. So now we know this pasuk like the back of our hand, right? V'im shloshela lo yasela v'yatzachinam ein kasef. We're talking about yitzias simanim, that when she goes free, as soon as she starts to show signs of physical development, right? There's a hafka in the amos. It just dissipates. And Mimela, the Adon, doesn't receive any compensation. So it should just say, V'yatza chinam. What's this? Ein kasef?
Ein kasef ladon zeh, aval yesh kasef ladon achar. Umanihu av.
That is an absolutely striking line in the Gemara. Yaakov, what does this line in the Gemara make you think about? It's an open-ended question, but what does it make you think about?
Outside Kedushin?
Well, more like inside the Masechta, but how does the Gemara characterize the father? Yeah. That's pretty remarkable. Oh, you know, this Adon, well, he doesn't get any kesef because, you know, there's a hafka in his role when she's Mevia Simanim. Oh, but that Adon Acher, we all know who that Adon Acher is. So as if you guys are walking around your house, you know, saying, Adon, oh, I mean dad. Sorry. Keep on making that mistake. So it's like a strange idea, right? It's like, oh. All right, fair enough. Manihu av. So then the Gemara is like a little persistent. It says, all right, so maybe there's kesef, but why should he get it? Ve'emo l'dida. So the Gemara now is a little offended by that, I would say. Hachi hashta. It's an outrage. You know, he's the one who effectuates this kedushin. He accepts the kedushin, and she runs off with the money. That's, you know, that's not acceptable. And then the Gemara is like, you know, not giving up, right? Okay, well, maybe espiti natati li shazah, you know, moti shemra, maybe that only really covers. Go ahead, Yaakov. So let her effectuate her own kiddushin and let her keep the money. Who needs this adon? Right? We don't need no adon. Let her break free. Let her be her own lady. Okay? And even if she could, it still wouldn't help, right? Why? Because anything that she would acquire, Bina Arusa, would automatically accrue to her father. So what an interesting limud. Right? It sounds like what the Gemara is trying to establish, all based on Amma Ivriya, are Kiddushei Kesef, institutionally, and not just Kiddushei Kesef institutionally, but secondarily, that who is the recipient of the Kiddushei Kesef? The father. Right. Obviously, this is all only true as long as you're not dealing with a Bogeres, who is halachically speaking a totally independent agent, right? The father no longer has any shaychus to her, you know, on a halachic level. But this is kind of a, you know, one of these astonishing gemaras, I think we'd have to say. That this is the makor for Kiddushei Kesef. So, again, you'd have to ask a very obvious question, right? Now, the obvious question would be, well, wait a minute. How would you even know, based on this, that Kiddushei Kesef is effective for which kind of lady? A Bogeres. Because she doesn't have an Adon, right? Seems like it's a pretty limited makor. Right? You're going to run into that problem. But even just, you know, relating to it at the level of Ketana or Inara, like, what a fascinating way to learn Kiddushei Kesef from the institution of Amma Ivriya. Oh, an unusual source. Shimshi, all your points from yesterday are extremely well taken. That's why we did it in that order. We can all appreciate, you know, why Amma Ivriya is so compelling. But here we have this inductive, you know, logic, which is really extremely fascinating. The 8,000-pound gorilla in the sugya is, of course, what Rashi immediately points out. What am I alluding to? Rashi immediately notes this. He says, you know, throws the red flag. He wants them to take a look at this in New York. What's the 8,000-pound gorilla in the sugya? Shimshi? I mean, this Rashi immediately notes this. KD? Yeah, I thought we knew how we got Kesef. Right, Yaakov? Right? Kabbalah the Misne Kesef. Chesef Minalan, we talked about Kikachi Shisha. Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Mimeni Kicha Kicha Miste Efron. I thought we knew. Right, so Rashi like immediately tries to push that question off to the side. Go ahead, Yaakov. Rashi knew that was a problem. He says, Ule'el, you know, kicha kicha miste afron. So what's Rashi saying? That, oh, there, the kicha kicha miste afron, that's not really the makor for Kiddushei Kesef. What does that establish? That we could call Kiddushei Kesef Belashon. Oh, it's amazing, right? Rashi's really going to the mat with all of this. He's saying, yeah, this is it. Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher. Like if all you had in this Rashi is somebody put a gun to your head and said, tell me the makar for Kiddushei Kesef, right? Time was of the essence, right? You would say, V'yatzel Chinam Ein Kesef, Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher, right? Hacha ikar. And then, you know, the person would say, okay, but what about kicha kicha miste Ephron? You say, oh, that just establishes the lashon of kinyan by Kiddushei Kesef. And again, if it were Rashi holding the gun, which it wouldn't be, but he would say, correct. And maybe not everybody agrees to that. Maybe Tosfos has something to say about that also. But the point is, right, Rashi immediately notes that, you know, there's a tension between Beis Amid Aleph and Gimel Amid Beis, and he says, oh, but Hocha Ikar. Right, Eitan, this is where the action is. Okay. Let's go a little bit further in Rashi. Okay, so that's what we mean. Av Zakai Bibito Bekidusha Kesef Shtar Bia. He gets to keep the Kesef. He would get to keep the Shtar. and he gets to decide that she's going in, you know, through Bia al Karcha, right? Tosfos actually thought that this was a little weak. So what did Tosfos say? Who saw this? Tosfos, that Ha'ab Zakai Sariel? Cash is king. The Yerushalmi says that he gets some cash for it. As K.D. likes to say, it's a cash-only industry. Okay, so Toso says, nah, Av Zakai Bibito Bikidushek, Hesav Shtar Bia. We're talking cash. We're not talking Bal Korcha. Yaakov, you want to put that into the record for the stenographer? Otherwise, they'll say we didn't actually learn this Tosos. Av Zakai Bibito. Toso says, oh, you might even think, right? Like it's a Davar Sheva Mamon. Just kidding. Okay. Back to Rashi.
Minolon, Hanoch Tardi, the Mechania Bekesev, Kedektani Masnisin, Minolon, Shaab Zakai Bo, Kedektani Hosa.
Hold on, I lost you. Okay, yeah, Minalan, one more time. Hanoch Tardi, Mechania Bekesev, number one, Kedektani Masnisin, Minalan Shaab Zakai. Good, Vyatzal Chinam.
Gabe Ama Ebria, Yotis Mirshus Adon Besimani Naros, Mati Lamekta, Vyatzal Chinam, Golobai, Ain Kesev.
Or Ain Kesev, you don't need those two words. So what are those two extra words doing? Elo the Midrash Bay. And Yaakov, again, I can't tell you like how surprising I always find this. Like, who describes the father in that way? Only this Adon doesn't get Kesef. Well, obviously, the only other Adon we could be talking about is Manihu Av. Right? That's like not an obvious characterization at all. Frankly, it makes it... Forget about Amahus, Shimshi, it makes it sound like every instance in which a father would be Mekadesh, Bito, Nara, or Ktana, that he does it Bitorah, so what? That it's like an act of Mechira. It's what you talked about yesterday. It's the Kenyan Shabbo, right? By calling him an Adon and saying, you know, he has these rights, Av Zakai, Bito, Bikidusha, so he can act as her owner. Makes it seem very transactional. Okay? All right, back in Rashi.
It
doesn't say ain lo kesef. It says v'yatzal chinam ain kesef. It doesn't say ain lo kesef. If it said ain lo kesef, tidok mima ain kesef ladon zeh, but yesh kesef ladon acher, but elohachi dok mina, yatzal chinam ain kesef, ain kesef b'yitziyazo, aval yesh kesef, let her keep it. So then the Gemara is scandalized, right? V'i tishkol kaspa, b'tmiya. No way. Efshar shal chinam zikawa kasa b'kabalas kidusha. He's not going to see the cash in the end. The Gemara persists. V'imahani mile dezochi leila kablam b'ktanish in leyad lav bazdeyahi. Then Rashi says, okay, and you'll tell me motzi shemer is only better nara. Right, because it says Vinasnula Vianara, the Olam the kitchen yhala bikatnusa. Maybe the Echitimtzi was that he was Mekadeshir bikatnusa. Right, take it back over. Avonara de Islayad. Okay. Avonara de Islayad, Mishavia Shte Saros. She's 12 and she's Meviah Shtei Saros. It's just she's not a Bogeres yet because 6 months haven't elapsed. So let her do whatever she wants. Let her, you know, effectuate her own marriage and she'll keep the cash. So the answer is Binura Beisavia. Okay, nonetheless, even if you would say that, right, the Gemara is responding that he would keep the cash because all assets accrue to the father, Beis Avia, Kol Shevach Ne'urim Le'aviha. Okay, one more Tosos, then we're ready to see the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so Yaakov, Emelitida. So Tosos wants to sort of like prod, how serious was this Havamina? Were we really prepared to say that she was going to keep the Kesef Kiddushin? Vim Tomar. So what's Tosus' question? No surprise that Tosus is asking the same question. Sariel, what's Tosus' question? Yeah, we already have Kicha Kicha. That established the fundamental din of Kiddushei Kesef. The only point of Daf Gimel Amid Beis could possibly to tell me who gets the Kesef. See, Tosos isn't as quick as Rashi to say which two words that Rashi said. Yes. I'm cooking with Crisco, man. That's a cooking oil from the 20th century. That's before we had STEM. Just had mathematics. So Tosfos is not prepared, right, to give away the keys to the kingdom. He's not prepared to say, oh, hacha ikar, this is where it's at. Tosfos said, well, what kind of hava mina is this anyway? We all know that kesef is really derived from kicha kicha misteyefron. So what's the only point of yatzal chinam in kesef in kesel adin zeh, yesh kesel adin acher? It obviously tells me he gets it. So what's this hava mina ve'ema ledida? That can't be a very serious hava mina, can it be? So Tosa says, interestingly, shlomar. Tosus wants to say, well, in the end of the day, if you look on Dalam and Beis, you'll find out that you actually need both of these drashos. So, you know, maybe we can take this Havamin a little bit more seriously than we initially thought, because if the Pasuk actually didn't support the idea that father would receive the Kiddushin, if it wasn't the Mashmos Tikra, maybe we really would have to evaluate. Okay. So, the point is twofold. Number one, Rashi and Tosfos, in their own way, have to confront the same basic dilemma, which is what exactly is the relationship between Kicha Kicha and V'yatza Chinam? In Malchus Nogas V'chaverta Afilu Kimlo Nima. Can't have two captains on one ship. So we want to pin that down, and Rashi and Tosfos are uniquely sensitive to that. Point number two, the presentation of the father as an Adon is obviously significant, not just for purposes of the narrow sugya of Amma Ivriya, but for purposes of Kiddushin writ large, that we think about the father as an Adon, that his right to transact her Kiddushin rights are similar to those of an Adon, a master over his daughter. I don't think anybody would naturally make that assumption, but that's exactly what the Gemara says explicitly. Which takes us to Dalet Amud Beis. And Dalet Amud Beis is obviously ground zero for Kiddushei Kesef. This is where all of the chickens come home to roost. Take it away. Oh. None of this, you know, Amoraic Torah, Amr of Yehuda Marav. Let's go back to the Tanoim, when giants walk the earth. Oh. We feel like we're on solid footing again, right? Beis Amud Alef, Kicha Kicha. Tana Maisi La Mehacha. None of this Amma Ivriya. Ein Kesef Ladun Zeh, Yesh Kesef Ladun Acher. Ezra's already feeling better. But there she is again, reinserting herself. You can't stop her. You can only hope to contain her. Who immediately appears on the scene? Hanan?
Amma Ivriya.
The Amma Ivriya, she's everywhere. She's everywhere. Yes, we're going to have to put her in a box in one. In Kiddushin, you cannot contain the Amma Ivriya. She wants to be in every sugya, she wants to be in every daf, she wants to be part of every limud. She's making her presence felt. You cannot overlook the Amma Ivriya. So here she is again, We thought, you know, we got past Gimel Amud Beis, we can get back into, like, you know, what we normally thought. Kicha, kicha, miste Ephron. It's all good. Next line in the Gemara, there she is. Kicha, kicha, miste Ephron. Who wants to do that? Let's get a Kal V'chomer.
Hello, Dinhu. Uma ama evriya she'ina nignes bevia, nignes bekesev. Zusha nignes bevia, eno dinsha tikna bekesev.
Whoa! A totally new makor for Kiddushe Kesef. Kal v'chomer. Ama Ivriya. She's the one who teaches us everything. So what's the Kal v'chomer? Go ahead.
If she's not Nignes Bevia, but she's Nignes Kesef, then Isha was just Nignes Bevia, you know, then that she should be Nignes Kesef.
Oh, okay. So clearly we're making some assumptions there, but you said the Kal v'chomer out very well. Right? For a regular case of Ishus where Bia works, so surely Kesef should work, because Kesef is so powerful that Kesef works even in cases where Bia is ineffective. So clearly what the Gemara is assuming here is that the Kesef, which was used for the Kinyan of the Ama Ivriya, Nachi, is also what?
The same Kesef that's used for
Kedusha. Not like?
Not like Bia.
Not like Hushita, that Kesef is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So that's the supposed Kal v'chomer. All right. Yaakov, the Gemara now tries to break the Kal v'chomer. Not so fast. It's not such an obvious Kal and not such an obvious Chomer, right? We don't know what the hierarchy is. Why? Because you can't say that Kesef is more ubiquitous than Bia, because what's the situation where Bia works and Kesef Davka doesn't work? Right. When you want to go box in one on the Ama Ivriya, the one that you always put on the Ama Ivriya is the Yavama. She can shut her down. She knows all her moves. She's the parallel opposite. I learned Gittin with Rosenzweig, and then I started learning Kiddushin. I was learning Kiddushin on my own. And I walked by him in the hallways, and I said, Rebbe, Yavama and Ama Ivriya are parallel opposites. I was just learning the first parak, and there's like 100 different examples of this. And without stopping, he just looked at me as we were both going, and he goes, in many ways, we just passed each other. But point is, Yavama is always there to check Ama Ivriya. So this short-lived Kal v'chomer, the Kiddushe Kesef, could have been actually been derived from Ama Ivriya, but not on the basis of Yatzachina, but based on a Kal v'chomer. Once we bring out Yavama, this Kal v'chomer is dead on arrival. Time of death, 4:59 p.m. Okay, so let's try again. So the Gemara thinks that there's still life here. Right? Yavama seems to be a unique case, right? It's not just that Kesef is ineffective, but also Shtar. And we know that Shtar is generally highly effective. So, but I don't know. Maybe Yavama isn't, you know, really a logical disproof. Okay. Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Why do you need the pasuk now? Halamalikra ha'asyala. We derived it from Kal v'chomer. So Rav Ashi says, let me spill the beans. Can't run from the truth. Mishum de'ikal ameimari kardadina piricha. It's a Kal v'chomer pricha. Mehecha kamaisis la me'ama ivriya. Go ahead, Yaakov.
Mal ama ivriya shekein yotza be'kesef tomar bezush ina yotza
be'kesef. Oof. Therefore, we have to fall back on our terra firma, our known entity, ki kach ish isha, right? The Kenyan kesef, kicha kicha miste Ephraim. So what's the undoing of this Kal v'chomer? Who's got the undoing of the Kal v'chomer? It's obviously a very foundational undoing. Ezra of the house of Leibowitz. You said it well at the surface level, but take me one step deeper. You're absolutely right. So you say, Ama Ivriya is no raya in general to Ishus, because Ama Ivriya, as we know, Vehefta, she can be Yotzeis Bekesef. Stam and Isha, right? Sefer Karta, Vendvar Acher Karta, right? Yitzia would have to be through a get. But take me deeper. What's the Gemara really saying? That you want to prove Ishus from Ama Ivriya? Nice! That's exactly what the Gemara meant. That this whole line of thinking is flawed, it's erroneous, it's misleading. Ama Ivriya keeps on inserting herself, but she's not paradigmatic of Ishus. She's Nichnas Bekesev, she's Yotzeis Bekesev. Stop trying to make her into the paradigm of all Ishus. Right, there's a massive tension in this Gemara. Like, Eitan, are we prepared to basically hand over the keys of Ishus to the Ama Ivriya? So in this line in the Gemara strikes back, and it strikes back hard. Rav Ashi says, Shekin Yotzeis Bekesef. Don't make this all about marriage. It's such a dramatic Gemara. All right, so now, and this thing, we haven't even gotten the best part yet. All right, Yaakov, bring us home. So now we're back to Kikach Ish. So, you know, we think, all right, good enough. Kicha, Kicha, Miste Ephron, Kikach Ish Isha. Somehow we were able to finally defeat the Ama Ivriya. She popped up everywhere. We thought she fouled out. She was going to be not a factor going forward. As Ezra said, it's just a monetary transaction anyway. And there she is again. There goes that lady. Go ahead.
Oh no.
Here she is again. V'yatzachinam. We thought we were done. Gimel Amud Beis. Dalet Amud Beis. So you need both. Take it away. Okay. So the Gemara says that the din of Kiddushei Kesef, you'll permit me, is Yotzeis Mibein Shnehem. Anybody get to the Tosos Riazakein? He has a beautiful lashon here. Who saw the Tosos Riazakein? Anybody see the Tosos Riazakein? Nobody got up to it? Hanan? So he says, to be mashlim the din of Kiddushei Kesef, you really need both of these. You can't have one without the other. The din of Kiddushei Kesef can only be perceived properly with Ki Kach Ish Isha plus the Ama Ivriya, V'yatzachinam in Kesef. You need both. Now, the question is, okay, sometimes you need both. So, to extend our analogy from before, who's the primary defender and who's the help? You know, or do we say that like this is an actual double team? That's the question. So it sounds like from the Gemara that what's the primary limud, Yaakov, in your opinion? Kiddushei Kesef primarily is extracted from which din? No! Ki Yikach Ish Isha, right? That tells me that it's got to be him to her. He's got to provide something. V'yatza chinam, according to the Gemara, only tells me what? According to this itzrich.
It can't be her giving it to him.
That's kikachi shisha. So Ezra, what's the... But
that in a case where she's a nara or a tana, then the father gets the one.
It's more secondary, right? It's a question of who gets the cash, but not the fact that cash can be used, right? So that's a secondary question. I'm with you. But we still, Ezra, you'll agree, we still can't do do without her. She's there. She's a part of it. Okay. So, this is what Tosos was saying on Gimel Amud Beis. We saw this Tosos. Tosos was saying, oh, you know, ki kachi shisha, how seriously do we have to take this? Am ivri aviyatza chinam. Clearly, it could only be telling me, you know, who receives the money. And Tosos says, well, not so fast, you know. We had to figure that out in Dalet Amud Beis. Turn the page and you'll see. Wasn't so obvious. Ve'itztrich. So in the final analysis, and it seems like the upshot of Dalet Amud Beis is that Am Ivriya is still a player. Let's just put the Tosas Riazakein onto the record explicitly. We probably won't get to what we'll probably have to save the other Tosas in for tomorrow, but let's at least get the Tosas Riazakein into the record. Okay, go ahead, Yaakov. So Itzrech Lemichtav Tarvayhu. There you have it, right? So to have a Din Kiddushei Kesef Shalem, which we want, you actually need both of these institutions. You need Ki Kachish Isha, and we need V'yatzah Chinam. The Ama Ivriya, in the end, is indispensable. All right? But it should be lohavu kiddushei as the Haggah makes it, right? You couldn't have proved from Amma Ivriya, right, that she can't be the one to initiate the transaction. So Tamba lomar ki kachi sheish lokeach v'nosein kesef. So kiddushei kesef is an extremely subtle sugya. You really need both of these limudim. Okay. So let me try to get one. I don't want to race too much against the clock, but let me just try to get one Rashi Tosos issue in, and we'll save the Rimi Morlins, which is the main action, and the Lumdus for tomorrow. So Rashi had pointed out, V'itzrech lemechta v'yatzachinam, Lemelef minek di alef le'el, one daf earlier, yes keshef ladun acher. So, okay, Yaakov, take it away. So, hecha di ave'i le'tidei. So, if she would be the one to give him the cash, kesef, v'kidashto, da amr le'i hiskadeshli, she says to him, become, you know, sacred unto me. Go ahead. This is Lehavu Kiddushin. This is the last Rashi on this section of Gemara. Lehavu Kiddushin. Just the Dibar Maskel Lehavu Kiddushin. So once you know that Kesef can effectuate it, who really cares what direction it's going? So ki kach ish isha. Okay. So Rashi suggests that the Habamin of the Gemara is Yava Ihi Lididei, if all I had was Viyatzachina Main Kasef, that Kesef is being effectuated, being effectuated through Kesef. Who cares really which direction it's going? So the directionality, what I call the primary din, I think Ezra, we agree about that, that's the primary din, is established by Kiyikach Ish Isha. Okay. So Tosfos took a little bit of umbrage at this issue of she actually being the one to say de amr le his kadishli. Okay, so Yaakov, take that Tosos. Hecha, you saw it. Because kiddushin by definition asr la kuli alma kaktish, that can't be true of a gentleman. Right, he can't be restricted in that way. So v'yesh lefarish. So we'll have a much greater sensitivity to this later on when we do the sugya of hu amar v'hu nasan. Okay. So Tosus then goes further and says even the havamina here wasn't really that she would give him the object, because it has to be mediated through her father, right? V'yatzachinam, as Ezra said correctly, was presuming that we're only dealing with Hanara or Ketana, so it must be that she's just the one doing the Amira. Okay, so kasav rachmana ki yikach velo ki sikach ish al ish. Just continue on into Tosfos Yaakov and try to get it in. Right, that teaches us the directionality, that teaches us the primary institution, that he has to be the one to initiate. If I couldn't take it back all the way to Stay Ephron, Nasati Kesef Hasada Kachimeni, if I only had the pasuk of Kikach Ish Isha, and Tosfos wants to argue, but shouldn't that be sufficient? Have a Mokminan Kra de Kikach Ish.
Akidushin shall be a. Avabakidushin Kesef, Loba Ina Nasan Huva Amar Hu. Lahaki Itzdirik, Gizera Shava, La Orve,
the Oruye to teach me is a Hora'a. This is just a remarkable line in Tosfos. What's Tosfos saying? If all I had, if I didn't have Parshas Chayisar, if all I had was Kikach Ishisho Ve'Allah, I would have assumed what? Yes. Exactly. Only with Kiddushe Bia does he have to be the initiator. Kikach Ishisha is limited to the situation of Uve Allah. So I have to be able to take it back to Kiddushe Kesef. How do I take it back to Kiddushe Kesef? Kikach Ishisha has to be connected to Nasati Kesef Hasadeh Kach Mimeni. Fascinating. Okay. And then what emerges, Mibein Shnehem, as you would say, between now Kiddushe Kesef and Kiddushe Shtar, is that the man is always the initiator with respect to the institution of Kiddushin. So again, in the final analysis, if you ask somebody, what's the makar for Kiddushe Kesef? It's not as simple as we would have hoped on Gimel Amud Beis. Now we're going to get to the Rif and to the Rambam tomorrow, you know, and learn what they have to say. You don't necessarily have to paskin like this Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. But if somebody were to ask you, I would hope your answer on Dalet Amud Beis would be very different than your answer on Gimel Amud Beis, right? Somebody would ask you, what's the makor for Kiddushe Kesef? You know, you would scream out, Tosfos Riyazakin! Hold your fire! The Din Shalem is only Yotzei Mibein Shneihem. I need both of them. Ki Yikach Ish Isha, to tell me that he is in the driver's seat. Below Kisilakach Ish Al Ish, or Kisikach Ish Isha Ish. Okay, number one. And number two, that the father has a major role to play, and Amma Ivriya can't be written out of the equation. Her shadow hovers over this entire discussion. Now, that'd be a lot to say with somebody with a gun to your head. It'd be hard to get all that out in a calm manner. But that is the truth. That is what the Gemara says on Dalet Amud Beis. You cannot say Kiddushe Kesef from one without the other. Yis and I are both in agreement. I think Ezra is in agreement with us here too, that Kikach Ishisha remains the more dominant limbud in the end, but Amma Ivriya is still very much a part of things. Moreover, the Gemara tried to build a whole separate case for Amma Ivriya being the basis of Ishus through a Kal Vachomer. Right? That we wanted to say the whole thing was based on Amma Ivriya, not based on Kikach Ishisha, not even based on the diuk of Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher. But just, you know, Amma Ivriya, right, where Kesef works to get her in and Bia doesn't. So Kal Vachomer, that in a situation where Bia is effective, that for sure Kesef will be effective. Wow. Gemara said, not so obvious. Yivama Tochiach. So Kal Vachomer Pricha. And ultimately, the fact is that Amma Ivriya could be construed as a Kenyan-based institution. That's what Ezra's Hayara was. But the truth of the matter is, well, leave this as the last point because we're running up against the clock. The Rimei Orleans, we'll read it inside tomorrow, but he points out that Amma Ivriya still isn't done yet. Because, which pasuk does he point to? Excellent. Ima Cheres Yikachlo. So there's even more to say about Amma Ivriya. It's an absolutely remarkable thing. Okay? So we're going to read Tosos, the top Tosos here, inside tomorrow and see, you know, how Amma Ivriya continues to be a major, major part of this discussion, you know, everywhere one looks, everywhere one turns. Okay, Yaakov, excellent. Very well done.